has your mental health been lately? Do you feel burdened or overwhelmed? What about your finances? Do you find yourself living from paycheck to paycheck and working more than one job? If so, I have a solution for you. Visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to view content focused on the importance of putting yourself first as the key to unwrapping wellness. Plus, discover potential part or full-time career opportunities available and connect with the best financial experts to meet your financial goals. Again, visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to connect and unwrap your wellness now.
I feel like whenever there's a sitcom, at some point midway through the series, there's always an episode that serves as a filler episode, but also a teaser. And the teaser serves as like a link, like a look into a spinoff that's to come. So I've been thinking about adding a new segment to the podcast. So this episode is dedicated to just that. I want to talk about hot topics. I mean, like, I'm a journalist, right? So of course I know what's going on in the world. And no, I'm not your next Wendy Williams. But, you know, I think it would be cool if I added something like this where we talk about, you know, celebrity gossip, entertainment, sports, like just any of the big news that's been going on lately. So this episode, the new segment in its entirety is This Just In.
Hi, I'm Nicole Ebanks. I'm the host of Soul and Substance, the podcast. I'm also a journalist and a blogger, and I'm going to carry you through conversation where we're going to talk about those in-depth topics, those topics we're all afraid to talk about. I can guarantee you transparency, honesty, and pure realness because the perspectives come from my own, celebrities, locals, and you especially. Soul and Substance starts right now.
Cue the breaking news sounds. Y'all ready for this? Okay, so congratulations are in order for music mogul, business entrepreneur, we all know him, Diddy. Diddy just announced this past Saturday that he is now the father to a new baby girl, which makes number 7 of the Combs kids. Yep, that's right. Diddy is a new father at the age of 53. Nothing wrong with it. Congratulations are also in order for Young Miami. Wait, hold up. That's right. We don't know who the mother of the new baby is. Because sources say that the child was born sometime in October. And he's just now breaking the news, of course. But, you know, from recent videos and stories, our good sis Carisha has been snatched and everything's been looking right and tight. So clearly she's not the child's mother. However, she has been linked. And I use the word linked because, you know, there's always been skepticism about, you know, the nature of her relationship with Diddy. Of course, you know, back in her podcast episode, the first one, Diddy, I feel like he kind of set the tone of what they are. Like, they're just friends who go out on dates from time to time. They go on trips together, but they're just friends. She's a great person, yada, yada. And I felt like, you know, Young Miami, she just went with the flow. However, she did co-sign as well. And that they date when they're around, but they're free to, you know, date other people. So kind of open relationship type of thing. So, you know, this shouldn't come as a surprise or any disrespect, I guess. But I just wonder, like, because she did break her silence. Young Miami did tweet when someone responded, was like, hey, you know, let us know the deets, like, what's going on? Diddy's a new papa. give us the information. Because, girl, but all she did, how Young Miami responded was with the, you know, those side eye emojis. Or not the side eye emoji, but those two big eyeballs. It's so hard to describe them, but if you saw them, you guys would know exactly the ones I'm talking about. So, like she once put it before, of course, you know, we have plenty of questions, but like she said, she can't speak for exactly what Diddy does, who he sees, so I guess we should just do the same. However, congrats to the new papa. And also, congrats to Kiki Palmer. Oh my gosh. I am so happy, y'all. I am so, so, so happy for her. Like, she just announced on SNL, it's been over a week now, that she's expecting her firstborn. Now, I'll be honest, I speculated that our good sis was pregnant. I don't know, like, I'm someone who, I wouldn't say I'm not a mom yet, so I'm not always, I don't know if I should say this, or how I should say it, but I feel like I know the glow, you know, when someone is expecting. And besides the glow, and you know, someone can just change up their style all of a sudden, but I felt like her just a quick turnaround and wearing more oversized clothing. And I felt like in one of her like Instagram stories, she had like a formation of a bump that she was trying so hard to hide. But unlike other people in her comments, like she mentioned in her SNL monologue, I did not ask, nor did I you know, mention that she's pregnant, because that's very sensitive. As much as something may look like it is, you know, we don't know. Like, Kiki has been vocal about, you know, having PCOS syndrome, polycystic ovarian syndrome. So, you know, we don't know if that's a result of that, or maybe she's, you know, had a miscarriage before. We don't know. So we have to be, we just got to keep our mouth shut. We shouldn't have, you know, people in the comments who were wishing her congratulations or even questioning if she was pregnant should have kept their mouth shut. Just because, again, it can be insulting. It can be a rude thing to mention if someone's pregnant or not. Just saying. But I'm really excited to see how mama-to-be is a mom, you know, mompreneur. Like, she's doing a lot of big things now. She has her own production company. Like, I'm really excited for Kiki. And she's just getting started, but I'm very excited to see, you know, how having a new baby will continue to elevate, you know, her mission in life and what she, all that she has planned. However, I've been hearing, you know, other YouTubers or a conversation or even, you know, on Twitter that people aren't happy that she is expecting. You know, some, you know, are upset that, you know, she's having a child out of wedlock, which I'm just like, it's 2022, you know, this ain't nothing new out here. People have children, you know, without even being married. And there's been some conversation beyond that stating that, you know, she's not even with the man long enough, that is he going to be there for her? Why are, you know, black children being born without having that commitment? And there are some other conversations that I fully can't speak on yet, but don't worry, I'm gonna come with y'all with the pure facts and what's truly been circulating at a later date. But yes, congratulations nonetheless, a child is a blessing, so we should be happy about that. In other news, yes, I had to talk about it, I had to bring it up. Y'all probably tired of it. It's going on about 2 weeks now. But TJ Holmes and Amy Robart, please forgive me. But yep, it's time. It's time to talk about it. It's just, to me, it's like, it's so many things. One of the biggest things, of course, is, you know, infidelity. But not only that, it's on a broadcasting scale. Like, your wife obviously has seen on a daily basis your interaction on TV with this woman. And just to know that you've been having an affair with her, it's a slap in the face. It's an embarrassment. And then, you know, when you're ready, you have all these love posts for your wife on IG or what have you, and yet you're doing wrong. You know what I mean? I only want to state facts here. I only want to state facts. We all know that Amy is a white woman. TJ Holmes is black. And TJ Holmes' wife is black. That in itself, not to say there's some justification if, you know, who he cheated on was another minority. No. It's all wrong. But it's like, why? Why do you have to do this? And then also, I feel like a lot of the backlash, too, should also be on Amy. Like, why is TJ Holmes only getting it? Yes, could be the reason because he is a black male at the end of the day. I didn't know that there was so much emphasis on, there was a big no-no to, like, couples in, like, the media workplace, that it was frowned upon still. I know years back, you know, learning about it in school and the history, that was very, very frowned upon. But I don't know that it's still something to this day. And as we know, ABC don't like that. So I think that's part of the reason, yeah, they're upholding policy. But I feel like, and I watched Dr. Umar's interview with The Breakfast Club a few days ago. And, you know, he talks about he strongly believes that because TJ Holmes, you know, cheated with a white woman, that that's the reason why he's getting all the ridicule, the criticism, and also the, you know, expulsion from his job or suspension from his job because of those factors. I don't know. It makes me question. But again, we're going to continue to see things play out, and this isn't his first allegation, and first time he's cheated with his wife. Even somebody else at the station, at GMA, one of the producers he apparently had an affair with, and it looks like his wife knew about that, and they were just now, you know, building back the relationship, and here this goes. What a mess. So speaking of cheating, we have to definitely talk about Nia Long as well as Ime Udoka. We know about the scandal. It's been months now. The Boston Celtics scandal where he cheated on someone from the, you know, establishment. He had an affair with a woman from the, you know, team. Not the actual basketball team, but, you know, behind the scenes type of thing. However, Nia Long announced that she officially split from her ex-fiance. I want to clap, but I'm going to be respectful and professional in this moment to just say that, you know, I know I'm very proud of her to step away and know that, you know, this isn't something that she wants to continue on for whatever reason. Now, if she did stay with him, I wouldn't be mad, if I'm being honest, but I would understand why, because in her immediate response to it, when she did break her silence, she said that she had to, of course, respect her privacy, as well as she had to think about her children. And I get it. Just because, you know, cheating was involved, it doesn't take away parenting, you know what I mean? And this is their child's father. Like, they have, you know, they share a biological child together. And also, Nia Long has a previous, she has a son with someone else. But yes, again, she had to think about her children in that moment. And this is their father. So I could understand if she continued to be with him just for the sake of, you know, keeping up this family, you know what I mean, and just working through it. But even more the reason why now, it's like the fact that she stepped away, she looked at, you know, possibly, like, you know, self-worth. And let me tell you, sis was on Kelly Clarkson a few days ago promoting the Best Man Final Chapter series that's coming out on Peacock. Any true fans know they that their calendar set ready to watch. But she was looking good. Again, even if she went there and, you know, bags under her eyes, looking disheveled, we would all understand, right? But the fact that she got herself together, like, again, she was laughing, giggling, and, you know, like, she didn't seem unbothered. Like, she didn't seem like she wasn't mentally there, you know what I mean? All, it's showing her, again, we don't know how it is behind closed doors with her. She can still be mourning this relationship. Like, I'm sure it's not, like, healing isn't overnight. So, again, all power to her, all kudos to her. And another surprising turn, not about Nia Long, but Derek Jackson. Y'all remember him? Oh, please. And then, you know, he made a mockery of his own cheating, and he tried to justify it. And but anyway, he officially divorced his wife. He broke the news not too long ago. And I just want to know, what got through his mind to make him say, like, finally, like, you know, I'm going to just break off? Because I always wonder, if you're going to cheat, why, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And I feel like, yes, we know marriage can be, you know, there's so many factors to it, like, you know, finances, you know, that type of thing. It's not, you know, it's not all about love, that type of thing. But don't say that you're going to be married to somebody and doing all the dirtiness as well. Like, that's not fair. And again, who knows how he came to this conclusion, why he finally said, I'm going to leave this woman. But it's all the best. I felt like sis definitely could have had some more, you know, self-esteem for herself. So I'm just glad that this is over. I'm sorry. I know we should advocate for more black love, but this wasn't a good example of that. Anything that's toxic, I'm not for. Okay, this story is more of a local one. So anybody who lives in the DMV area, or specifically in Maryland, Montgomery County, Maryland, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But why I am bringing it up, besides, you know, the professional, you know, the professional that I am, gotta give you guys the news no matter what. I had to alert you guys on, you know, what could possibly be in your backyard, you know what I mean, or your neighbor in this case. So down here in Maryland, specifically Silver Spring, Maryland, there was a news story that broke late last week where a 31-year-old male named Torrey Moore, he shot and killed a gas cashier clerk. So, you know, like gas stations, of course, they have the store with it, but this was kind of like a convenience store that accompanied the gas station. So he goes in, the story goes that, you know, he goes in, he purchases a iced tea, but authorities say, based off of the tape, that there is an altercation between Moore and the cashier. At that point, Moore begins, you know, picking up nearby objects and throwing it back at the cashier. The cashier, defending himself, takes a pole nearby and starts to poke it and aim it back at Moore. Then finally, Moore takes a couple steps back, whips out a gun, and starts shooting the cashier. The cashier falls to the ground. Moore persists to lean over the counter, continuously shooting the cashier as he's, you know, visibly on the floor at this time, and just senselessly continues to shoot at him. And of course, the man dies. But this is where the story gets even more crazy. So again, that alone was the breaking news story, and that was it. Well, just hours later, the investigation pursues, of course, you know, something like this. And police found, when they went to go see inside Moore's apartment building, inside his apartment, they found a deceased body of a pregnant woman lying on the floor. Authorities say that she was in that apartment for about 30 days. Her body was in the later stages of decomposition. So, of course, you're talking about decaying. The body almost doesn't look like the person at this point. You know what I mean? The smell reeks. Okay? It's really, really bad. And Moore confesses that, you know, he had an argument with the woman and then eventually leads to her death. Now, at this point, we do not know, you know, how he killed her. Because at this point, we know he killed her because you're not just going to have someone, no one's going to stop, kill somebody and say, hey, I'm just going to lay this dead person in your apartment. No, you're going to agree to that. No. So we don't know how she died. Who, and again, there was no missing person report. Someone did in the apartment building report to the front desk saying that they smelled a scent by the elevators, but still no one reported it. No one went to go check it out. And these are the findings. So, y'all, it's crazy. And the questions, there's still so many questions unanswered. Like, you know, did her family know? And this is another thing that I want to bring up. I don't want to speculate that, you know, there was domestic violence before, you know, the fight, as we know, the argument or whatever. I don't want to speculate that there was domestic violence involved, but if there was, I'm curious to know, if there was no missing persons report, I wonder if he, you know, cut all ties with her family, meaning like, you know, there are some aggressors who will, or abusers who will, you know, brainwash their victims or, you know, control like who they have contact with and make sure they don't have contact with family and friends and that type of thing. Because I know if I don't come home at some point, or if my family doesn't hear from me for a while, they're gonna start to call and, you know, ask my friends and that type of thing. And if they don't get any answers, there's gonna be a police report. So that wasn't the case here. It's just such a dicey situation that, you know, only time is going to tell, you know, what things happen. And it's just so sad. Like, again, I bring this up because don't take for granted what someone is telling you, even if it seems like it's not a big deal. Like, again, this apartment building is very old. As long as I've been living, I've always known this apartment building, even though I haven't always been living in this area of Maryland. And I'm thinking, not excusing it, I'm thinking that the front desk probably heard the complaint of the smell and probably like, oh, it's an old apartment building. You know, it doesn't always smell the freshest in the hallways. You know what I mean? So they probably didn't put light to the situation and think it was anything dire. But those are still the times when people are telling you something isn't right, even if it doesn't seem a big deal. Still inquire. It doesn't hurt to just double check. It doesn't hurt to reach out to someone you haven't heard from in a good while. Like, it's okay. You could be saving a life. You could be rescuing somebody. You could just be solving a case, unfortunately. And I hate to be so graphic, but let's not take to light what someone tells us or brings to our attention. That's all that I'm saying. On a lighter note, let's talk about the World Cup. I am not a sports fan, y'all. Like, I went to my first football game, American football game last year. And I loved it. You know, I love the commentary. I love the trash talk. I would love to go to different games, basketball games, that type of thing, just for the fanfare, the experience, you know. But unfortunately, I don't keep up with sports. So, you know, when the World Cup, you know, started, and I mean, my patients were all over it. My, you know, co-workers at my other job, my boss, they're all into it. And I wish I was too, but I'm not. But I have to highlight that to Morocco for beating against Portugal, becoming the first African country to be in the World Cup semifinals. That's dope. That's really, really amazing. So congrats to them. You know, we're in pretty well into the second half of the whole thing. And so, you know, I'm curious to see who wins. I'll be honest, I'm not going to be watching too many games. I feel like I need someone to truly watch it with me so I can have plenty of questions. Y'all know I love my questions. Who will answer them for me? But I'm excited to see. And y'all, there's just so much I want to talk to y'all about, but it's not enough time. But don't worry, there's more to come. Guys, liking the new segment? Just let me know. Of course, it's gonna be I'm thinking at the beginning of each episode, kind of bring us into the meat and the heart of we're gonna talk about, but you know, just the hot topics in the beginning. But what y'all think? Y'all like the new segment? I love you and I mean it. Peace.
Soul and Substance was produced by Nicole Ebanks. The Soul and Substance theme song was produced by Lawrence Ebanks. If you would like to ask for advice or leave comments, send an email to soulandsubstance25@gmail.com. For blog posts, visit soulandsub.wordpress.com and follow us on Instagram at soul.n.substance. That's soul.n.substance.